Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our coming Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text today, taken from the gospel lesson which you have just heard. In this season of Advent, we always want to pray, "Come, Lord Jesus." It sounds an awful lot like that prayer that we pray when we sit down at the supper table. One day we were having a nice little common table prayer among ourselves at a Winkle as we began to pray, "Come, Lord Jesus," and one of the super Orthodox pastors there chided us for the fact that we were not praying the true Orthodox Lutheran prayer, that one that begins in the Catechism, "The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season." Well, if that's a definition, I guess, of true orthodoxy, I wanted to remind my friend that, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and Martin Luther rode upon an ox cart, but he drove a BMW. It didn't make much sense. Now, if one wants to get a look at what it means to be a true Orthodox and humble Lutheran, one need look no further than Roland Ziegler's car. The issue at hand, of course, is what? That we are preparing for Advent. We are preparing for the coming of our Lord at Christmas. And in order to be able to grasp this, we have to do so with humility. For Jesus' humility in coming into Jerusalem is not only a statement of his own humility, but it is also a statement of how it is that we are to receive him. One cannot grasp the significance of this personage and what he came to do unless I first also realize that I have no rights in the kingdom of God, that I have no righteousness of my own, I have no standing and no claim before God. I simply, if I do not grasp these things, cannot even begin to understand who this humble Savior really is. But the question is, how do I get there? How do I achieve this humility and become one of the humble people of God? The pursuit of humility, the natural tendency is to get there by some form of self-deprecation. And that is really what we would call pietism. There is such a thing, too, as Orthodox pietism, if you will, that old Adam is pretty smart. And we, of course, know the two-part sermon at everybody's funeral. Joe was a sinner and he knew it. And Joe understood the grace of God. But the old Adam can get very, very proud at the fact that he knows how to be able to speak about his sinful nature. And of course, he knows how to also mouth the maxims of, "I am justified by grace through faith." But without the humility that stands behind such words, orthodoxy becomes nothing but dead orthodoxy. Flagellants come in many different shapes and sizes, but they are all really just about boasting. Humility is not something that we achieve on our own. It is something that God works in us himself, and he does it in a way which is very hard for us to understand. We look at Jesus' humility. Humility really, by definition, means that you have stepped down from something which is far higher. Jesus was the King of Israel. He was the hope of all humanity. He was the very Son of God by whom all things created and even by which all things exist. And he was given a donkey for his entrance into the city. Who are you? What will you be? Here you have come after spending 4 years in graduate school, maybe five if you were a little slow. In 4 years now of graduate training here at the seminary, You are being called into the ministry to become a servant of God, delivering not just the forgiveness of sins, but the very gift of everlasting life itself. You are the stars in the sky of heaven. You bear the keys of eternal life. You are the bearers of the mind of Christ, and you are ambassadors of the truth that can only come from God. And then you get a call to rural North Dakota with 40 German farmers who just ate up the last four pastors. Humility, sometimes what we have to do is we have to take that law and gospel paradigm and turn it upside down. Yeah, do you know who you are as Christians, not just as pastors, but also the laity here? Do you grasp the holy and high calling that God has given to you and what this means? Do you also see something about that Christ who is riding into Jerusalem that might just apply to you? He who is the incarnate deity steps down and enters into the slime pits of humanity in order for the purpose of saving humanity, and willfully does so. And look for the way he is treated and what it took for him to accept our salvation. The mystery of humility is this. Once you grasp the dignity of your calling and you hold on to it with all your might, and when God then begins to drag you through situations and circumstances, when you realize in the midst of that slime pit that you've received the greatest and the noblest calling of bringing salvation to 40 German asses in North Dakota, you will have arrived for them and for yourself at humility. So come, Lord Jesus, we pray, grant us the humility to see you as our Savior, to see you for who you truly are, and thereby to become truly Orthodox Lutherans. Amen.